From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. It's time for some clarifications and your comments on the program.
First, a clarification. Last week, we aired a story about a controversy regarding robocalls in the run-up to the presidential primary in North Carolina. That story included an excerpt of a public service announcement put out by the group Women's Voices, Women Vote. It features the actress Julia Louis-Dreyfus walking through a fictional Oval Office, fantasizing about electing a woman president.
Come on. Who do you want in here? You decide.
With that, we may have left the impression that Miss Louis-Dreyfus was backing Hillary Clinton.
In the ad, the woman president she's fantasizing about is herself. But in the actual non-imaginary election that's going on right now, Ms. Louis-Dreyfus says she's backing Barack Obama.
Now we have this correction. Bird enthusiasts from across North America wrote in to clear up one point. We heard a story on Friday about a band of coots, the birds, not the people. Some coots migrate to Southern California, and one wealthy subdivision wants them gone. You can probably imagine one reason why.
Well, it wasn't the coots that got our listeners going. It was our reference to another group of birds. We referred to Canadian geese. They are, in fact, called Canada geese, not Canadian geese.
Speaking of geese and coots, J.P. Cavagelli of Casper, Wyoming, had this to say.
This story epitomizes the fact that we Americans have tried so hard to separate ourselves from the planet we live on. If 12 coots make enough poop to bother some people, these folks need to get out of the house more. He continues, there is a beautiful and wonderful world out there beyond the manicured lawn.
If you feel strongly about our program, please let us know. You can write to us by going to the website npr.org/contact.